a lawyer. And it's a complicated story.
Okay. If I find the case, now we saw the case by the law.
He said, this is Mr. Blake. The owner of the law.
We're going to take up law. We are
Outside of God, there is no love.
凡是在神之外的爱, 都不是啊，终极的。
Whatever you whatever love is outside of God, not true love.
我们用在神之外的爱来爱神，这一个不是真的。
We love God with a love that is outside of God, that is not true love.
很多的时候，我们用在神之外的爱来爱我们的神。
But oftentimes we use the love that is outside of God with our God.
这样的爱，不知道我们。
And this kind of love, we do not know how much we can use.
我们也不知道消费了多少。
We do not know how much time we can use.
我们很多的时候也在神自己之外，我们也爱自己。
And oftentimes we also love our brothers outside of God.
因着这样的缘故，也不知道犯了多少的错。
And for this reason, we do not know how much damage we have done.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，当我们谈到弟兄相爱的时
候 ，So brothers and sisters, when we talk about love among brothers,
第一件事我看见说，我们
first thing we see, we want to love.
我们必须在神面前站在这一个地位
，And this is the position we have to stand for.
否则的话，在弟兄相爱这件事上，我们永远是不
足。Otherwise, we are always confused on this matter of brotherly love.
神自己
love
爱是神自己的本质
，love is the essence of God.
你没有办法把爱与神分
离 ，you cannot separate love from God.
我们接受神就是接受。
When we receive God, we receive His love.
我们接受他的爱，就是接受。
When we receive His love, we receive God.
这个爱，在我们被造的时候是没有。
This love was not there when we were created.
这个爱，乃是当我们重生的时候，在我们里面生出。
This love is the God of divinity when we were born again.
这个爱就是这个。
And this love is knowing God.
我们因着认识神，我们得不了这个爱。
Because we know God, we get this love.
也因着我们有这个爱，我们就得认识神。
Also because we have this love, we know God more.
我盼望这个像一个基础一样。打在我们每一个人心。
I hope that this is the foundation we can be able to the heart of the Lord.
我们今天早晨愿意在进一步和爱，对吧
？And this morning we want progress in this love.
我们看见说，因为神他自己是爱
，we see that because God himself is love，
所以他对于人的要求。
Therefore, his requirement for man is also love.
可以说，神对于人的要求是一个。
We can say that God's requirement for man is only one.
那个唯一的要求乃是要爱。
The only requirement is for us to love.
当神创造人的时候
，When God created man,
他造人不会说爱。
He created man because of love.
他不单是为着爱他儿子的缘故去造的
，Not only he created man because he loved his son，
他也是为着爱人的缘故而造。
He also created man because he loved man。
我们记得在箴言第八章里头，智慧就是主给这个赞
美。We remember in Proverbs chapter 8。That wisdom is the representation of the Lord.
当神创造万有的时候，智慧就在那。
When God created all things, wisdom was there.
神的儿子与神同在。
The Son of God was with God.
他在神面前靠神的喜悦。
And he was pleasing God before him.
并且他也跳跃在神的面前。
Also, he was leading before God.
And he said, he not only
praising him for coming up. He said not only he was joyful because of what God created,
他更是跳跃喜欢住在神里面。
And also he was joyous to live among them.
所以我们看见神造人不会说爱。
Therefore we see that God created man out of love.
他造作他自己的形象而造。
He created man according to his own image.
一面说来，神造我们的时候。
On the one hand, when God created us,
他给我们一个爱的可能性，一个
capacity. He gave us a capacity for love.
记住这一个可能我们能接受神的爱。
Through this capacity, we are able to receive love from God.
能让这个爱能击倒我们的心。
That this love can come into us.
叫我们能爱神
so that we can love God.
其实说来，爱是什么命令？
Actually, love is a commandment of God.
它并不是一件人可以选择的，不是一个人可以选择的。
It is not an option for man.
爱是什么命令？
Love is a commandment of God.
这个命令的本身呢，你不能选择。
Thank you.This commandment itself is not something for you to choose.
换一句话说，这是神的旨意。
In another word, this is the will of God.
你喜欢也好，你不喜欢也好，爱神，爱弟兄，这是神的旨意。
Whether you like it or whether you don't like it, you love God and you love brothers. This is the commandment of God.
这个命令啊，是不改变。
And this commandment does not change.
不因着我们的拣选而改变。
It does not change because of our own choice.
但是很奇奇的是。
But very amazing.
虽然这个命令乃是一个不改变的一个命令。
Although this commandment is something not changing.
但是神造人的时候就给我们一个命令。
But when God created man, gave man free will.
我们的神的最大旨意
Our God is the greatest will.
他所造作他的形象造人的时候，也给人一个旨意
So when our God created man, according to his own image, he also gave man free will.
那什么是自由的意志？
What is the free will?
自由的意志就是说可以拣选。
Free will is to say that we can choose.
因为神的命令是不是一个 option， 不是一个能拣选的东西。
On the one hand, the God's commandment is not something for us to use. It's not an option for us.
如果是这样的话，神就应当造我们成了一个只能爱他，不能不爱他的人。
Now, if that's the case, then when God created us, He was created us.So that we can only love him if not, or not love him.
但是奇妙的是，就是神造了我们人，给我们一个自由。
But the amazing thing is when God created us, He gave us a free will.
有了自由的意志，当然就可以拣选。
Of course, when we have the free will, we can choose.
因为爱永远不是一件勉强机械化的。
Because love is not something that forced upon us, not something mechanical.
爱这个东西必定是自动愿意。
If you love something, of course, it is voluntary. It is something out of itself.
虽然爱是什么命令
，although love is a commandment of God.
这是谁不改变的旨意
？And this is the unchanging will of God.
但是他给我们人一个自由的意志，可以拣选爱或者不爱。
But he gave man a free will to choose to love or not to love.
他叫我们爱他的时候是出于自动的意志。
So that when we love him, it is out of our own will, it is out of voluntary.
所以神给我们一个拣选的能力。 这个不算出来也是
So when God gave us the capacity to choose, in reality, that is God.
他把所创造的人放在基督里。
He put the man that he created in the garden of Eden.
我们看见在园子里面长满了结果之力。
是。You see that in the garden is a full of trees of fruit.
这些的果子都可以做人的食物。
And all these fruits are allowed to be fruit of them.
这个实在是神爱的供应。
And this is really the supply of the love of God.
他知道他所造的人有肉身的需要。
He knows that the man who created has the needs in the flesh.
所以他就为人准备了这一切的需要。
So he created all the needs, all the supplies for the needs.
在原子的当中他放了一些生命。
In the center of the garden, there was this tree of life.
这一个是爱的呼召。
And that is the calling of love.
神在那里呼召人说，你要吃这个生命之果。
God there calling man to say that man is to eat of the tree of life.
你如果吃了这个果子，爱就进到你的
心。You eat this fruit out of the tree of life, love enters your heart.
你就能爱神。
Then you can love God.
你也能彼此相爱。
And then you can love yourself among yourself.
但是在生命树的旁边有放了另外一个东西。
But besides the tree of life, there's another tree.
乃是知识上恶的树。
And that was the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神把这棵树放在那里，是给人一个拣选。
God put that tree over there to offer a choice.
God seems to
be saying to them,
我的旨意是要你吃生命树。
My will is for you to eat of the tree of life.
我呼召你接受我的恩
典。I call you to receive my life.
我要把我的爱充满在你。
I'm going to fill you with my love.
好叫你能过一个爱的生活。
So that you can lead a life of love.
但是我不勉强。
But I do not want you.
如果你要为我，你就去一个。
If you want to live for yourself.
如果你要爱你自己胜过爱我的话。
If you want to love yourself more than you love me.
如果你要向我独立的话。
If you want to be independent from me,
你也可以。
You can do it that way.
如果你要记得，你如果吃这个知识善恶树的果子，在你吃的日子，你就会。
But remember, if you want to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the day you eat it, you die.
这一个是爱的警告。
And this is a warning of love.
警告他说。如果你拣选那棵树的话，不要死。
To warn him that if you choose that tree, you shall die.
换一句话说，神把那个最好的和那一个最坏的都摆在亚当面
前。In other words, God put before Adam the best and the worst.
神把他自己摆在亚当面前。
He put himself before Adam.
提醒亚当说。
To remind Adam that you are with me.
Oh,
I call you.
神对人第一个命令
The first commandment of God to man.
在表面上看好像是相
反 On the surface, it appears to be negative.
这一棵树
你不可以吃 And that tree you shall not eat.
顺服神的命令
，to obey the commandment of God，
这一个乃是爱
，this is love。
爱是从顺服里头而生的
，love is expressed in obedience。
所以神在这里给人看见
，so God shows man，
你需要顺服
，you shall you need to submit to me。
你如果顺服我，遵守我的命令的话。
If you obey me, obey my commandment,
你就要得
生命 You shall gain life.
你就要被爱所充满
shall be filled with love.
你就能进到这个梦子的里面。
You can enter into a state of blessing.
如果你不念我的话
，If you do not do that,
你要为着你自己活着的话
，If you want to live just for yourself,
死亡就是
death is before you.
所以是什么意思？
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
虽然这个命令在表面上看是消极的
，although on the surface this order is negative，
但是在实际上说乃是积极
，but in reality it is positive。
连这个命令
，yes， even this command itself is love，
因为神爱他的人
，because God loves him，
愿意他在神面前
，willing that he can be blessed for God。
神对人第一个命令
，The first command from God's command is love。
从那个时候起，第一次在人类的历史上，神每一次都命令。
From that time on, throughout the history of man, every time when God gives a command,
最后都
，It is God's love behind it。
连神的审判都是。
Even the judgment of God is not of God.
亚当因着犯罪的缘故，神说他要含六满面才说不满。
Because Adam sinned, God said he shall sweat and toil to earn his bread.
我们认为说亚当在伊甸园里面不会流汗。
We think that Adam, when he was in the Garden of Eden, did not have sweat.
他可以过很舒服的生活。
He could have very comfortable life.
他如果饥饿的时候，他可以随便在那个美好的树上吃下果子来吃饭。
When he was hungry, he could go to any of the fruit and trees to get the food for his hunger.
恐怕我们今天都很羡慕这样的生活。
Maybe we all envy this kind of life.
我们就是说，我们每天要汗流满面才得糊口，这个生活实在是。
And we really do oftentimes that we suffer because every day we have to sweat in order to earn a living.
但是弟兄姊妹，对于一个犯罪的人来说，汗流满面才得糊口，这是不对。
But dear brothers and sisters, for a sinner, sweat in order to earn a living.
那如果他太闲了，他就犯罪多一
点。If you have nothing to do, you will sin more.
我们记得大卫，他应当出去打仗，但是他就在房间里面。
You remember David, who did not go fighting with his children, but stayed in
the house. 他太闲散
了。And he had nothing to do.
没有事情做
了。Nothing to do.
结果就犯了这个大。所以甚至于整个审判也是大的。
Therefore, even the judgment of God is full of love.
神把亚当夏娃放出来的。
When God cast Adam and Eve out of Eden.
让他在伊甸园的中间设立了基督伯和掌控的中心。
He set out his prophecy, serving as a stunning steering wheel.
免得人能回到原理面去做分离。
So that this man would not be able to turn back to the Garden of Eden to get the fruit of the tree of life.
这一个也是什么呀？
This is also the love of God.
因为神知道，如果一个犯了罪的人活到永永远远的话，这个罪啊，实在
是。But God knows a sinner who lives forever that suffering now ends.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
就在人被造之后犯罪，我们看见处处事事都不好。
We see all these things that after man was created to sin, that everything is being changed and not.
那就是当人在地上慢慢的这个繁衍。
Even when men multiply on it,
我们看见地上的人犯罪。
We see that the men on earth sin to all mankind.
地上满了血，
and violence fills the earth.
满了流血
blood filled the place.
人思想里面都是罪人。
And so, perpetrate all these bad thoughts.
推翻就后悔。
So God repents and regrets that he made them.
而他这个后悔不是后悔他造的罪行。
That he was not regretting his will in the Lord.
他乃是改变他的方法。
He was always changing his method.
所以他用洪水来毁灭了他。
Therefore, he destroyed mankind at that time with a flood.
但是挪亚一家也很有趣。
But Noah and his family received his grace from God.
当这个洪水过了挪亚和他家里的人从方舟出来。
After the flood, Noah and his family came out from the ark.
挪亚就把自己的众人赐予。
Noah offered his three animals.
承认了这个世界上的味道，承认从今以后我不再如此的罪行。
When God smelled the fruit of the fruit, God said, "The dog of the dog of the dog of the dog."
所以他在天上是地的主人。
如果我们今天在那个，
每一次我们看见那个红海的时候。如果你能想象挪亚和他的一家虽然受了保险，但是他们这个可以说这个里面是满意
的，但是他们这个有需要的一些，
他们经过了这个大的大的风暴。
After the great judgment,
他们里面实在是
a great temple of fear and fire.
所以神安慰他
们 God comforted them.
神与他们立了约。
And God had a covenant with them.
并且神用这个
神与他们做这个立约。And God gave them a covenant with them. His wife and his wife and his wife.
神知道人因为犯罪的罪。
Now God knows that the first day is
if the first day is the first day, it will not be able to maintain the first day.
You and vegetables were not sufficient to sustain the corrupt body.
So it's a new day to
the So God allowed man to start to
eat. So
they are not, but they are not, they were not allowed to take them from.
Anyway,生命的
血，埋伏的血。
有一天，神要用这个血。
One day, God is going to use the blood to redeem the sins of man.
神知道我们的罪。
God knows the corruption of man.
所以他就开始治疗这个罪。
And therefore, God has started to have rule, government.
神在那里说，凡是有人说的，他的血也必须得喝。
And God said, whoever sheds the blood of others, his own blood shall be shed.
从那一天起，神把我们放在这个政治里。
From that day on, God put man under government.
原因乃是为了要保护大家。
Because he wants to preserve the man and all his work.
所以我们看到在这里。又是完美的。
So here we see again the God's love is fully shown.
神对待人一次很爱。
God has dealt with them beautifully so with love all the time.
虽然人生那么的不幸
although man is so unworthy,
但是这一位爱的神他是不忠不义。
But this God of love completely contemplates
love then.
Now let's go over the sign of the bottom. Then let me see the story of Israel. Because God is love. Because he is also a God of promise and covenant.
所以他对摩西说：“我看见了，你说的，
So he told Moses, I will pull the travail of Israel.
我要派遣你去，把他们从埃及归回去。
I want to send you to Egypt to save them from the house of bondage.
这不是因为就是以色列人在埃及，他们那个受的苦，光景。
Not because of the Israelites were spiritual, but this is because of the love and mercy of God.
他把以色列人这个牧师从埃及拯救出来。
Delivered the Israelites through the hands of Moses from Egypt.
把他们带到西方。
Brought them to under Mount Sinai.
神在那里就把他的律法、他的诫命赐给他们。
God there gave them the law of His statute.
神要他们做他的主。
God wants them to be His people.
神要他们成为一个祭司的人。
God wants them to be a nation of people.
神要住在他们中。
God wants to dwell among them.
因为神爱他们。
God loves them.
神给他们十条，God gave them ten commandments。除了十条诫命之外，他有许多的律仪，这是一个。And in addition to the ten commandments, there are also statutes and ordinances。但是这十条的诫命可以说就把神给我们的律法完全保护了。But these ten commandments
summarizes all the law of God's kingdom.
这十条的诫命乃是神的律例。These
ten commandments are the command of God.
这十条的诫命乃是发表神的律例。And
these ten commandments express God himself.
这十条的诫命乃是神的诫命。 神要被人看见说他是怎么样的。God
wants to display to man what kind of God he is.
因为他是怎么样的一位神。Because
this is the God he is.
所以他要他的百姓远离。So
he wants his people to be like him.
这一个是十条诫命背后的。And
this is the meaning behind the Ten Commandments.
今天我们对于这条诫命，我们对于这个律法，我们还相当出以色列百姓。我们都是外面来看这些东西。We look
upon the Ten Commandments from the outside.
我们感觉这是一个重担。
We feel this is a burden, heavy burden.
我们看见这十条诫，乃是对我们罪。
And we see when we see the Ten Commandments, we see we are condemned because of it.
但是当初神把十条诫给以色列的时候，
But the time when God gave the Ten Commandments to Israel,
他的目的是叫他们因此而生。 It's
for them to live because of it.
那并不是要他们因此而死。
Not for them to die because of it.
这四条诫，神用他自己的手刻在阳台上，就把它。当然，一条大板上是。
On one tablet, Nathan describes the relationship between man and God.
还有一块发展，乃是说到人与人之间的关系。
The other tablet talks about the relationship between man and God.
如果我们真正懂得四条诫命，
we really understand the significance, the meaning of the Ten Commandments.
我们看见。
我的经历，我经历到这些，对吧？
我能稍微再看一看，
这是什么？ psychological development.
有一天，这个发生事，这个律法师到。
One day, a barrister, a lawyer, came before the Lord Jesus.
他要试探。
He wants to test our Lord.
他就问主耶稣说，在许多的律法中，哪一条是最大？
He asked the Lord, out of these many commandments, which one is the greatest?
主耶稣说：“你要尽心、尽心、尽力、尽力爱主。”
And the Lord Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your understanding, and all your
strength." 这是诫命中最大的。
This is the greatest.
是最重要
的。The most important.
其次，也像第一条一样，要爱主。
And the other is like the first one, love others as yourself.
这是律法和先知一直道理的。
And on these two commandments, the whole law and the prophets
depend. 我们现在看第一
条。Now let's look at the first commandment.
如果你看出埃及记二十章。
Now you turn to Exodus chapter 20.
第一件事就给我们第一条诫命，就说除了我之外。
The first commandment says, Thou shalt not have any other God before
me. So
let's turn to Exodus chapter 20, verse 2.
我是耶和华你的神，从将你从埃及地为你之家。
I am Jehovah thy God, who have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
为什么除了他之外，你不可以有这个神。
Why? You shall not have any other God beside him.
因为他是真位，把他们从埃及救出来的。
Because he is the God that saved them, delivered them out of Egypt.
他是他们的神，是他们的救赎主。
And he is their God, their Redeemer.
除他以外，不能有这个神。
Besides him, there shall not be any other God.
我们知道爱是专一。
We know that love is very singular.
爱绝不允许有其他的来与他争夺。
Love does not allow any other to compare.To compare with us, to
compete
with us. You can say, you can say that the love has a character.
That character is very strong, very strong.
Love is pure, love is single.
神爱我们就是这样。
And this is how God loves us.
他爱我们实在是专一很久的没有考虑的。
He loves us single, not a thought, long lasting.
所以他要我们也这样。
Therefore, he asks us to love him this way.
神与我们两个关系就是一种这个样子。
The relationship between God and us.On this rock.
神这样的爱我
God so loved us.
专一的爱我
Not a single way.
没有其他的事情
There's no other thought.
除了我们之外他没有其他的
Besides us, he does not have any other purpose.
所以他要我们与他的关系维持
So he wants the relationship between us and him the same.
什么叫做除他以外，有这个神。
What does it mean that outside of him there are other gods?
如果我们信主，爱在神之外任何的人事物
，If we love any man, things, matters outside of God.
让这些东西
来预成就, let these things compare with God.
甚至于爱这些胜过
And even if we love these things more than we love God,
如果在我们的心目中, 除了神之外, 我们的心思多多其他的东西, 来占领的话,
we have in our hearts, other than God, we are occupied by the other very things.
就是,
we got other God.
如果我们, 信靠神, 如果我们信靠, 任何人事物, 在神之外, 也信靠, 对吧? 这一个, 就是除他之外, 对吧?
If we trust any other man, things, or matters outside of God, we think that there will be other God other than our God.
我们今天, 所有的爱, 应当深入
Today, all our love is singular towards God.
真相是这么说的, 除你以外,就天上我有神, 除你以外,就地上,
无神。This is, this life is that, outside of me, who do I love to be? Who can I love to be? 我们应当
每天信靠依靠，而不是在他之外依靠荣耀。Every
day we should trust him, lean on him. It's not that outside of him, but in him.
如果我们真爱他的话，我们
if we truly love him, we trust.
我们能说有，我们能说。
如果我们觉得有他，他不够。如果我们还需要其他的东西来，我们还需要其他的东西来，这个就是，有的时候，像。
Time is a dangerous time.
在那个时候，人就爱自己。And
at that time, men love themselves.
人爱钱财。And
men love money.
人爱厌乐。And
men love pleasure.
换一句话说，人不爱神。In
another word, men does not love God.
人不爱良善。
Man does not love goodness.
人是爱他自己。
Man loves himself.
过于爱神。
More than loving God.
人是爱地上的东西过于爱神。
Man loves his things of the world more than loving God.
人是爱厌乐享福过于爱神。
Man loves pleasure. Man loves enjoyment more than loving God.
这些都是给我们看见，在神以外，我们有了别的神。
These things just show us that outside of God, we have other gods.
保罗在腓立比第三章给我们看见。
Paul showed us in Philippians chapter 3.
他一面在这里告诉我们说，他就是要得着基督。
On the one hand, he tells us that he wants to gain Christ.
认识他复活的大能。
To know the power of his resurrection.
效法他的死。
And to be conformed to his death.
他是激烈地追求基督。
And he pursued Christ.
但是到三章幕后的时候,
and toward the end of chapter 3,
他说我流着泪的时候,
he said, I say it with tears.
有的人他弃绝十字架,
some have discarded the cross.
他贪图虚浮的荣耀,
try to get the vain glory.
他以他的肚腹做他的神。
And he takes his stomach to be his God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这些话不是对外邦人说的。
These words were not spoken to the nation.
这些话乃是对信主的人说。
These words were spoken to the believers.
但是不知不觉，我们在神之外，我们有其他的神。
But gradually, unknowingly, we have other gods than God.
神为什么这样的命令我们呢？
Why God so command us?
因为他爱我们。
Because He loves us.
他知道只有在他那里有永远的福乐。
Because He knows only in Him there is eternal blessing.
如果我们离了他，我们就落在罪恶、痛苦、死亡的里面。
If we leave Him, we'll fall into sin and death.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
第一条的诫命乃是爱的专一和纯洁。
The first commandment is the singularity and purity of love.
第二条的诫命。
The second commandment.
他说不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的白物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是奇谢的神，恨我的我必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三世代，爱我舍我诫命的我必向他们发慈爱直到千代。
Thou shalt not make thyself any graven image or any form or what is in the heaven above or what is the earth beneath or what is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, Jehovah thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the sons to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
在第二条诫命里给我们看见爱是奇谢的。
The second commandment shows us that love is jealous.
如果真有爱的话，
If we have truly have that love,
它一定是很奇谢的。
The love is very jealous.
它不能允许有另外的目的，有另外的忠心。
It does not allow any other purpose or any other loyalty.
我们知道我们应当以神为我们的中心。
We know that we shall have God as our center, as our loyalty.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
他没有形象。
He has no image.
他要我们用心灵和诚实来拜他。
He wants us to worship him with the spirit, in spirit and in truth.
我们与神的关系啊，那是个灵里头的关系。
Our relationship with our God is in the spirit.
神要我们以他为我们的 center, 为我们的中心。
God wants us to take him as our center.
我们所追求的是他。
What we pursue is him.
我们所敬拜的是他。
What we worship is him.
我们所侍奉的也是他。
What we serve is him.
但是神说你们不可为自己雕刻偶像。
But God says you shall not carve for yourself images.
我个人的感觉觉得在这里那个重点是重在为自己。
I think the emphasis here is to make for yourself.
我们应当是为神而活。
We shall live for God.
以神为我们的追求。
We should take God as the object of our pursuance.
他是我们唯一的敬拜。
He is our only worship.
也是我们一起所侍奉的。
And he is the only object of our service.
但是有的时候，
But sometimes,
我们竟然为着自己。
We do this for ourselves.
我们以我们自己为中心。
We consider ourselves to be center.
当我们以自己为中心的时候，
When we consider ourselves to be the center,
我们就为自己制造了各种的偶像。
And we make for ourselves various idols.
实在说来，这些的偶像不过是把我们这个自己里面的那些的意念和盼望把它发表出来。
Actually,These idols express our own intention, our own emphasis inside.
这可以说是我们自己的一个蛇影。
And we can say that this actually is a projection of ourself.
偶像就是这么一回事。
And this is the meaning of the idol.
如果你造什么像的话，
When you build an image,
这个就是表明你里头的意念是怎么样的。
It expresses the intention in your heart.
所以结果圣经说，你拜什么像，你就会像你所拜的。
So the Bible tells us, whatever image that you pay homage to, that you are like that.
有一首的诗歌是非常宝贝的。
One hymn is very precious.
我想恐怕有许多弟兄姊妹都知道。
And I think many brothers and sisters know this song.
那些诗歌就是说，基督虽然迁堂，若不离恨。
And that song says, although if Lord Jesus came 1,000 times to Bethlehem,
如果不活在你的心坎里面，还是无成。
If he does not live in your heart, it is to no avail.
其中有一节这样说。
And one verse says,
他说人啊，你爱何物，就要向你所慕。
He said, man, whatever you love, that too shall you become.
若主，你若爱主。
If you love God, God.
若土，你若爱土。
You will be like dust if you love dust.
出极，神就进入。
And when you yourself goes out, then God comes in.
死极，神就生疏。
And if you die, then God can live.
无你就有基督。
And if, without you, there is Christ.
无物就得万物。
If you do not have things, then you have all things.
神知道。
God knows.
如果我们爱他的话，
If we love him,
我们就要像他。
We will be like him.
如果我们爱土的话，我们就要像土。
If we love dust, we will be like dust.
如果我们的侍奉和敬拜都是向着他的话，
If our service and our worship is toward him,
我们就能像他。
Then we will be like him.
如果我们侍奉敬拜在他以外的，我们就能像那些我们所敬拜所侍奉。
If we serve or we worship things out of our God, then we will be like that, those things that we worship.
所以这第二条的诫命给我们看见。
So the second commandment shows us,
神是祭邪的神。
God is a jealous God.
他虽然他这样祭邪为着爱的人。
He is so jealous because he loves us.
因为他要把他的恩典倾倒在我们身上。
Because he wants to pour out his grace on us.
他知道如果不是这样的话，我们要经过许多的痛苦。
Because he knows that if not through this, then we have to go through instead pain and suffering.
就是他的审判，你看见他虽然要追讨那些犯罪的人直到三世代。
And even in his judgment, in which he wants to deal with those sinners for 3 or 4 generations,
但是他对那些爱他敬畏他的人的祝福要直到千代。
But his blessings to those who love him and serve him, his blessings will be through thousands of generations.
这个更给我们看见神的爱是何等。
And this one shows us again that God's love is without end.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天以什么做我们的中心？
What do we take as our center today?
是神还是我们自己？
Is it God or ourselves?
我们今天敬拜侍奉的是谁？
Now who is the one that we worship and we serve?
我们敬拜侍奉我们的神。
Do we worship and serve our God?
或者我们敬拜侍奉偶像。
Or we serve and we worship idols.
第三条诫命。
The third commandment.
不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。
Thou shalt not idly utter the name of Jehovah thy God. For Jehovah will not hold him guiltless. that idly utter his name.
什么叫做妄称耶和华的名？
What does it mean by idly utter the name of Jehovah?
为什么不可妄称耶和华的名？
Why can we not idly utter his name?
因为他的名就是代表他的自己。
Because his name represents himself.
我们如果妄称他的名，就是在那里轻视他自己。
If we idly utter his name, we are taking his name lightly.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is holy God.
所以他说，我们要圣洁，因为他是圣洁。
Therefore he said, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
罪的对面是公义。
The opposite of sin is righteousness.
圣洁的对面就是平凡。
The opposite of holiness is common.
我们的神乃是不平常的。
Our God is uncommon.
他是完全与其他的一切都不同的。
He is different from everything.
所以他要我们也能分别出来。
So he wants us to be separated.
叫我们有他圣洁的心情。
So that we can have his holy nature.
在他的圣洁的性情上能有份。
So that we can have a share, partake in his holy nature.
妄称耶和华的名，就是叫我们把他看作平常。
To idly utter the name of the Lord is that we think him to be common.
好像他与我们一样。
As he is the same as us.
什么叫做妄称耶和华的名？
What does it mean by idly utter his name?
很多的时候我们用嘴唇来亲近他，我们的心却远离他。
Oftentimes we approach him with our lips, but our hearts are far away.
这一个是妄称耶和华的。
This is to idly utter his name.
很多的时候我们奉着他的名祷告，但是我们是寻求自己的旨意。
Oftentimes we pray in his name, but actually we are seeking our own purpose.
这一个是妄称耶和华的。
And this is idly utter the name of the Lord.
有的时候我们用他的名来歧视，来遮盖我们的罪过。
And sometimes we vow using his name to cover our sin.
这一个是妄称耶和华。
And this is to idly utter the name of the Lord.
我们没有看见我们的神是那位至圣的神。
We do not see that our God is the most holy God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，尤其在我们这个时代。
Dear brothers and sisters, especially at this time,
我们对神实在不恭敬。
And we really do not have respect for our Lord.
许多的时候我们把神看作太熟了，太平凡。
And oftentimes we think we are so familiar with him. We consider our God to be so common.
我们不把他当作一回事。
And we do not take him seriously.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is holy God.
我们应当有一个敬虔的心。
And we have to have a pious godliness in us.
这个是第三条的诫命。
And this is the third commandment.
神要把他自己的性格、性质要组织在我们的里面。
God wants to constitute his nature and his character in us.
我们知道在这末世的时候，
We know that at this end time,
有一个现象，就是人有敬虔的外貌，没有敬虔的实际。
One phenomena is men have the godly outwardness but do not have the power of it, deny the power of it.
我们在神儿女的中间都看见这种的现象。
And even among God's children we see this.
求神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
第四条诫命。
Commandment number four.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day to hallow it.
六日要劳碌，做你一切的工。
Six days shall thou labor.
但第七日是向耶和华你的神当受的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女不必牲畜， 并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah thy God. Thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor the son, nor thy daughter, thy bondman, nor the handmaid, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gate.
因为六日之内，耶和华造天造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。
For in 6 days Jehovah made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and they rested on the seventh day. Therefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
神用六天的功夫来复造这个世界。
God used 6 days to create the world.
到了第七天，他就安息了。
On the seventh day he rested.
因为他所有的工作都已经完成。
Because he has finished all the work.
我们知道神造人是第六天造人。
We know that God created man on the sixth day.
所以对神说，他用六天来工作，到第七天他安息。
So to God he used 6 days to work and on the seventh day he rested.
就做人来说，他第一个整天就是享受神的安息。
So for man, the first whole day he enjoyed the rest of God.
属灵的意义就是说，神为着爱我们的缘故，他样样都齐备了。
A spiritual meaning is this, that God, because he so loved us, he has prepared all things for us.
他现在叫我们一造出来就来享受他完成的工作。
So that the minute he made us, he wants us to enjoy his work.
但是因为人犯罪的缘故
But because the sin of man
我们看见神的安息就被破坏
We see that the rest, the peace of God was destroyed
我们的神到伊甸园里面来寻找人
And God came to the Garden of Eden to look for man
他就开始工作要来挽回人
And he started to work to restore him
所以我们的主说我父做事直到如今我也做
So therefore, our Lord says that my Father works to this day, and I work too.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise our God.
当我们的主在十字架上临终的时候，他大声地呼喊说：“成了。”
When our Lord was on the cross at his final moment, cry out saying, "Finished."
工作完成了。
The work is finished.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们被呼召来进入他的安息。
So dear brothers and sisters, today we are called to enter into his rest.
希伯来第四章告诉我们说有一个安息为我们存留。
So the Hebrews tells us that there is a rest reserved for us.
我们今天不是到了第七天来守安息日。
It is not that we come to the seventh day and we observe this day of Sabbath.
我们感谢神，我们今天已经进入基督做我们的安息。
We thank God that today we have entered that Christ is our rest.
我们天天安息在他完成的工作里头。
Daily, we can rest in the work he has accomplished for us.
这一个是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
神要我们安息在基督完成的工作里头。
God wants us to rest in the work that our Jesus Christ has already finished.
许多的时候我们还是要工作。
And oftentimes we want to work.
我们不肯安息在基督完成的工作里。
We are not willing to rest in the work that he has already finished.
好像他所做的还不够，我们还得加添一点。
As if what he has done is not enough, and we have to add to it.
这一个就是犯安息日。
And this is to violate the Sabbath.
我们应当完全安息在他的里面。
And we should rest in him.
这一个是神爱的预备。
And this is the preparation out of the love of God.
叫我们能更认识他。
So that we can know him deeply.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这四条的诫命。
So dear brothers and sisters, when you see these commandments,
都是表明神的旨意。
They represent God himself.
他要我们进到 他自己的里面。
He wants us to enter into himself.
所以他的诫命是什么？
So his commandment is.
把这四条的诫命，把他的精义包合起来，就是一句话。
When we combine the essence of the four commandments together, it is one word.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all heart, all soul, all understanding, and all strength.
神的意思并不是要我们在外面守这条戒、守那条戒。
The meaning, the purpose of God is not that outwardly we observe this commandment, we observe that commandment.
就是当神把十条诫给以色列人的时候。
And even when God gave these ten commandments to Israelites.
在生命记里头，你看见他一再的说。
And in Deuteronomy, God spoke again and again.
他说你要遵守我的诫命。
That you shall obey my commandment.
你要爱我。
Love me.
你要精心地爱我。
And love me with all your will.
他不过是借着这些的诫命，要叫以色列的人来爱他。
And he just used these, all these commandments so that Israelites can love him.
神所要的是爱。
What God wants is love.
不是外面守了那些的诫句。
It is not externally to observe these letters.
你就是外面守了这些的字句，如果里面没有爱的话，你还是违背了他的诫命。
If you just outwardly observe these letters, but inside if you do not have that love, you still violate the commandment.
你记得那个少年人来到主的面前。
You remember that young man coming before the Lord.
他说我应当做什么才能承受永生。
He said, what can I do to receive this eternal life?
主就告诉他说，你要守诫命。
And the Lord Jesus told him that you shall obey the commandment.
他说什么诫命？
He said, what commandment?
我们的主没有用第一块的法板。
And our Lord did not use the first tablet.
他只用第二块的法板。
He only used the second tablet.
他说你要孝顺父母，不可杀人，不可奸盗，不可做这个，不可做那个。
And he said, you shall pay respect to your parents, you shall not kill, you shall not adultery, you shall not do this or that.
这个少年人说，这些我从小就说的。
And this young man says, I have obeyed all these from you.
主看着他就爱他。
And the Lord saw him and loved him.
就说你还缺少一点。
And the Lord says, there's one thing you lack.
要变卖一切所有来跟从。
Sell all things and follow me.
因为神知道这个少年人爱钱财。
Because the Lord knows that this young man loves money.
如果他爱他的钱财，他就不能爱人如己。
If he loves his money, he cannot love others as himself.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里给我们看见。
So dear brothers and sisters, here we are led to see.
神所要的就是那个爱。
What God wants is that love.
因为他是爱。
Because he is love.
那很快看以下的六条，我们不解说。
Now we don't have time to explain it, but let's quickly. Talk about the other six.
第二条其次也是一样的重要。
And the Lord says, the others, or the second, is equally important.
你把这个六条总合起来就是一句话。
And if you combine the last six commandments together, it's one word.
你要爱人如同爱自己一样。
That is to love your love others as you love yourself.
没有一个人不爱自己。
No one does not love himself.
难处就是说，你若爱，你爱自己的话，你就没有办法爱人。
The problem is, if you love yourself, it is not possible for you to love others.
这个爱人如己啊，这是不可能的事情。
To love others as loving yourself is not possible.
因为如果你要爱人如己的话，你要牺牲你自己。
Because if you love others as yourself, then you have to sacrifice yourself.
只有我们的主，他实在是爱人如己。
Only our Lord Jesus, he loves man as himself.
他 为着我们舍己。
He gave himself for us.
有一个法利赛人。
One Pharisee.
一个律法师来到主面前。
A lawyer coming to the Lord.
他要试探我们的主耶稣。
He wanted to tempt our Lord.
他问主说。
He asked.
诫命中什么是最大的
What is the greatest of the commandments?
这个人对于律法很有研究
This one is very versed in the law
所以他问主说诫命中哪一个律法中什么是最大的
Therefore he asked what is the greatest commandment?
主说你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神
So the Lord says you shall loveThe Lord your God with all heart, all soul, and all strength.
并且你要爱邻舍像爱自己一样。
And you shall love your neighbors as loving yourself.
这一个律法师要显明他有理。
And this lawyer wanted to show that he has an argument.
他不敢提到爱神尽心尽性尽力的爱神。
And he dare not mention.To love God with all heart and all soul and all strength.
他知道在这一方面他不够。
He knows that he is not adequate in this respect.
但是他认为爱邻舍像爱自己，他已经做到了。
But he thinks that he is able to do this, which is to love neighbors as himself.
所以他问主说，谁是我的邻舍？
So he asked the Lord, who is my neighbor?
是不是坐在我的住在我的左边住在我的右边的是我的邻舍
Is that your, my neighbor the one living on my left or the one living on my right
这个邻舍的范围有多大
And how, what is the scope of this neighborhood
我究竟需要爱多少人
And how many people do I need to love
就用一个比喻
The Lord used an example
有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥
And one person going from Jerusalem to Jericho
我们知道耶路撒冷是敬拜神的地方。
We know that Jerusalem is the place to worship God.
耶利哥是被咒诅的地方。
And Jericho is the place of curse.
耶路撒冷是在山上。
And Jerusalem is on high hill.
耶利哥乃是在海拔之下的。
And Jericho is under below is even below the sea level.
所以实在说来，这个人是在走堕落的道路。
So we can say that this man is walking toward corruption.
在半路就给强盗抢了。
Halfway he was robbed.
不但强了打得半死
and he was beaten to almost die
就留在路上
and was left there
有个祭司也从耶路撒冷下来经过那里
a priest coming down from Jerusalem also passing that place
他看看就走过了
he saw he left
一个利未人也是这样
a Levite came
到了最后一个撒玛利亚人
the same and finally a Samaritan came
圣经说他行路来到那里
And the Bible says that he walked to that place.
原来这个撒玛利亚人他有一个慈爱的心。
The Samaritan had a heart of love.
他知道在这条路上有许多的强盗。
He knew that on this path there were many robbers.
所以他在那里是做这个 rescue work.
So he actually was there doing the rescuing work.
他看见这个人打得半死。
When he saw this man left there to die.
虽然犹太人轻看撒玛利亚。
Although the Jews despised the Samaritans,
但是他用油和酒来包裹他。
But he wrapped him with oil and wine.
把他放在他的牲畜的上面。
He put him on his animals.
带到一个旅馆里面。
Brought him to a hotel.
并且他给旅馆的老板2块钱。
He gave the shop owner, the hotel's owner, 2 pennies.
他说：“你好好的照顾。”
Let's take care of him.
如果不够，我要补上。
If not adequate, I will pay you back.
主就问这一个律法师说
，The Lord asked that lawyer.
你说谁是邻舍？他的邻舍。
You say who is the neighbor?
谁是那个打伤的人的邻舍
？Who is the neighbor of that wounded man?
是那个祭司吗
？Is it that priest?
是那个利未人吗
？Is that Levi?
这一个律师头脑很清楚。
And this lawyer was a smart man.
头脑不清楚，不能做律师。
If he's not smart, couldn't be a lawyer.
所以他马上就说，就是那一个救他的人。
And he quickly said that it's that person who rescued him.
就说你照样去做吧。
And the Lord says, do the same.
什么意思
？What's that mean?
意思说你要爱。
And that means that you shall love me.
我是你的邻舍。
I am your neighbor.
你以为是你来爱邻舍。
You think that it's you who love the neighbor.
是你的邻舍爱了你。
It is your neighbor who loved you.
我为你舍身。
I gave my life for you.
你没有办法爱人如己。
It is not possible for you to love neighbors.
你没有这个爱。
You do not have that love.
但是你如果受了我爱的经历。
But if you are constrained by my love.
你如果接受我的爱。
If you accept my love.
并且你爱我。
And you love me.
这样的话。你才能爱人像爱自己一样。
Then you can love men as loving yourself.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见
we see here,
在十条的诫命里面
in these Ten Commandments,
神没有意思要我们在外面去做。
God did not mean for us to do anything external.
神要我们看见他的爱。
God wants us to see His love.
神要我们打开我们的心来接受他的爱。
God wants us to open our hearts to receive His love.
让他的爱浇灌在我们里面。
So that His love can pour in our hearts.
这样我们才能尽心尽心尽意尽力地来爱神。
Then we can love our God with all heart, all soul, all understanding and strength.
我们也能爱人像爱我们自己。
Then we can love others as we love ourselves.
就说
The Lord said,
在约翰第十四章里面
In John chapter 14,
人若爱我的话
If man loved me,
就要遵守我的命令。
Obey my commandments.
凡是遵守我命令的，就是爱我的。
Those who obey my commandments love me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
爱和主的命令是分不开的。
Love is inseparable from the commandment of God.
因为神只有一个命令。
Because God has only one commandment.
那个命令就是爱。
And that commandment is love.
所以我们今天如果真是爱他。
So today, if we truly love Him,
我们要遵守他的命令。
We have to obey His commandments.
多年一直感动我的。
Years, these years, what touched my heart,
就是 C.T. Studd 他的一个故事。
Was the story of C.T. Studd.
我们知道 C.T. Studd 乃是剑桥妻子到中国来传道的。
We know that C.T. Studd is one of the Cambridge Seven who came to China to preach the gospel.
他是牛津毕业的。
He was a graduate from Oxford or Cambridge. He was a graduate from Cambridge.
他是一个富有的人。
He was from a rich family.
他是全英国第一个 cricketer.
He was number one cricketer in England.
那好像在美国打棒球的人一样
as if he's the number one baseball star in the United States
他是全英国家家户户都知道他名字
he is the one whose name is known to every household
但是他被主的爱浸润
but he was touched by the love of God
他要到中国去传道
he wanted to go to China to preach the gospel
在他来中国之前
before he came to China
他先在各处的地方做一点 deputation work
And he started to work somehow in various places in England.
有一次他在 Edinburgh.
Once he was in Edinburgh.
在 F.B. Meyer 的礼拜堂里头。
And he was in the church with F.B. Meyer.
F.B. Meyer 是一个很很有恩赐被主用的一个年轻人。
F.B. Meyer was a young man with gift, and he was. Highly used by God.
所以 F.B. Meyer 就招待他。
So F.B. Meyer, F.B. Meyer received him.
Edinburgh 在十一月的时候是非常的冷。
November in Edinburgh was very cold.
到了早晨清早的时候。
In the early morning.
那大概四点三四点钟的时候。
Around 3 or 4 o'clock.
这个 F.B. Meyer 他看见。在 C.T. Studd 的房间里头已经点了灯了。
F.B. Meyer saw that the room of C.T. Studd was lighted.
那么他是主人。
He was the host.
所以他有一点担心。
So he was a little worried.
是不是我的客人有什么不舒服？
Is it my guest is feeling uncomfortable?
但是太早了。
But it was too early.
去打门好像觉得省力。
It would be too imposing to knock at the door.
所以他就等。
So he waited.
但是等了很久，看见灯还点着呢。
And after a long while, the light was still there.
所以他就敲敲门。
So he knocked at the door.
City said, "Come in, 进来."
And City said, "That come in."
他跑进去。
He entered.
看见 City 特坐在那。
He saw City sat sitting there.
因为很冷。
Because it was cold.
就把这个 rug 毯子啊，就把他自己包起来。
He wrapped himself with the rug.
他在那里读圣经。
He was reading the Bible.
Abby Meyer 说：“你真早啊。”
Abby Meyer said, "You're so early."
他说：“我爱我的神。”
He said, "I love my God."
我在神的话里来寻找他的命令。
I look his command in his word.
我要遵守他的命令。
I want to keep his word, his command.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们读圣经都是寻找应许。
When we read the Bible, we look for promises.
有的人懒惰到一个地步，我初到美国的时候，到基督徒家里头去。
Some are pretty lazy. When I came to the United States first, I went to the house of Christians.
在这个早饭的桌子上放了一个盒子。
In the morning at the breakfast table, there was this little box.
这个 promise box.
It's a promise box.
那么每天早晨就捡挑一个出来。
And every morning he would pick one.
那今天神的祝福就是这样领导。
And this is how the blessing of God come to me today.
这是我们爱神的方法。
And this is the way we love God.
但是具体是不同的。
But C.C. said was different.
他说我在寻找他的吩咐。
He said, "I'm looking for his command."
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个是真正的爱。
And this is.Truly loving the Lord.
主说，人若爱我，就遵守我的命令。
The Lord said, "One who loves me obeys my commandment."
遵守我命令的，就是爱我的。
He who obeys my commandment loves me.
我必与他同住。
And I shall dwell with him.
你就祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的神，我们实在俯伏敬拜。
Our God, we prostrate to worship you.
你实在是爱。
You are indeed love.
在你的诫命的里面满着爱。
In your commandment, it is full of love.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
你向我们所要求的只有一个。
What you ask of us is only one.
要我们爱你。
That we love you.
第一次。
That we love each other.
你拯救我们脱离许多自知自己的东西。
You save us out of many fragmented things.
拯救我们脱离一切外面的东西。
You save us from the external things.
叫我们被你的爱所激励。
That we can be constrained by your love.
用你给我们的爱来爱你。
That we love you with the love that you gave us.
也用你给我们的爱来彼此相爱。
That we love each other with the love you gave us.
叫你。
So that your heart is satisfied. In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.